In the afternoon sun, people walking by the recently renamed Village Idiot Pub across from the Art Gallery of Ontario can still spy the faint outline of its former name, the Village Genius, peeking out from underneath the new signage. It's par for the course for a bar that wears its history on its sleeve. Inside the wood-paneled pub are quotes and photographs of famous scientists and writers like Stephen Hawking and Margaret Atwood. Meanwhile, staff members of the bar wear t-shirts bearing the slogan, "A good pub could not function without an idiot." The contradictory messaging is the result of a series of name changes over the years. When owner Atef Gurgis first opened the pub on the corner of Dundas Street and McCall Street in 1987, it was primarily a restaurant, called the Gallery Bistro. After business took a dip, Gurgis decided to rebrand the location as a bar in 2000 and the Village Idiot Pub was born, influenced by the nearby village by the Grange. But after almost 20 years under the Village Idiot moniker, Gurgis noticed more and more customers were less than happy with the cheeky name. In an effort to change with the times and be more politically correct, Gurgis said he decided to rebrand once again, this time to the Village Genius. The name change was covered by local broadcasters at the time in 2019, and prompted some mixed reactions from patrons, some of whom missed the old name. About 3 months ago, the Village Genius Pub quietly changed its name back to Village Idiot, this time with no media coverage. Toronto Today sat down with Gurgis, who revealed he changed the name back due to community demand. "In the last 5 years, I think there were more people asking for the Village Idiot back than people happy with Village Genius," he said. "To the point where patrons were saying they don't come anymore or they don't introduce the place to their friends because it's not the idiot." On top of that, Gurgis said he got upwards of 20 emails asking him to change the name back. Gurgis saved a lot of the original Village Idiot decor, including posters and framed art. He plans to take some of it out of storage to revamp the interior now that the rebrand is in place. So far, no one has called in with complaints. When asked if he would be willing to change the name once more to Village Genius if enough people asked for it, Gurgis joked, "I think I'll probably get out of the business. For now, the Village Idiot is here to stay." Bar regular Casey, who asked that we only include his first name, says he prefers the Village Idiot name because it has a better ring to it and is a good conversation starter. He continues to be drawn to the bar because of its character and charm, and laments that there aren't too many places left in the city where bar patrons and staff regularly chat and joke around. "I come from the old school where you go to the bar, you sit, and if there are others around, you all start chatting. There used to be sort of a bar culture," he said. Casey said the Village Idiot is a good example of a pub that's kept up its sociable atmosphere. The Village Idiot is one of four bars that the Gurgis family now owns, including Sin and Redemption, the Town Crier, and a bar that has yet to open in Davisville.